Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 131, and our 11th Numenera episode. This week, the gang heads to the armory to load up on ship weapons. Grom talks to a rock, Sump slips and slides his way up a rock, Obis takes the Manta ship for a spin, and there's an explosion. Now, a few quick notes before we get rolling. Jeff finally made it back, but Bill fell ill and couldn't make the game, so I still don't have a full table. Thanks to Dave for his post on our blog. Dude, adding Death Tunnel to your Numenera campaign just makes me smile. And thanks to Mark for his kind words on our Facebook page. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, our RPGCrosstalk.com forum, on Stitcher, or even iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. All right, we're recording.
Hi, I'm back.
Yay! Who the hell is that?
Hello, back.
Okay, Rusak Gamers, I'm Roy. I'll be your GM this evening. To my left is...
Joe, playing Ian Frey.
Hey, who?
Clever Jack...
Who?
Who controls gravity.
Yeah.
He being.
He being.
We haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Jason playing Obis, mystical Jack that fuses flesh and steel.
Todd playing Sump, who is a tough glaive who masters weaponry, who can't remember what he's playing until he turns a page.
He didn't even know his name.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember my name. I just couldn't remember what I did.
I'm Doug. I'm playing Grom the Bookworm. He is a learned nano who talks to machines.
And joining us after 2 months away.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'll be playing Fudge. No, I'm kidding. I'm playing Caro, a stealthy jack who crafts illusions, and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
Yay!
Join the rest of us!
Okay, so...
Fudge.
Jeff, you've been listening to the podcast, haven't you?
I've listened to a few.
Okay.
I understand that an old one or a young old one, y'all found a young old one or a baby old one or something.
Yeah.
Early on and
it's
then.
Dolores, the slow Loris.
And then.
Well, that was the first half of these games.
Right. And then you all explored down, then you found the ship. And Todd has flown the ship out and messed it up, scraping it along the wall.
Hey.
Todd's character.
I did better than anybody else. No one else stepped up to the plate.
So I know as much about this game as I do any other game that I've actually played in, just from sort of spot, jumping ahead and listening to a couple of things.
Well, last week.
And y'all about to go into an armory.
They went to the undersea city and, got a clue about the leader, and that
well,
they needed.
Fair, we haven't had a clue in a long time.
Yeah, well. You also needed to, in order to weaponize your ship, you needed weapons.
Yes.
Your ship is fixed, but you have no ammo. And you were going to go to the armory in order to weapon up, to load up on bullets. Right? Okay. Everybody on the same page?
That is the plan.
Okay.
And I need to pick somebody who is immune to my...
Shenanigans.
My stuff. There's no place to put that on in here, though, is there?
Well,
in the app?
Would you and Joe like to harp about the app right now?
You can.
I don't know enough about the app. I mean, I just started using it. I don't know enough about it to gripe about it yet, other than why can't you email a character or send it to somewhere else so you can actually have it in paper and, as a backup somewhere.
I think the people who wrote the app would tell you, you don't need the paper. You've got the app.
They're wrong.
They would
be wrong. I'm going to say it's... Doug's character, the learned nanu, talks to machine because there's something about the way his mind works that I can't connect with.
Sweet.
Is that, what's your character's name?
Grom the Bookworm.
Grom is also my connection.
Is he?
Yep.
He tried to kill me with his powers of levitation.
In the recent past, while using my gravitational powers,
can it change?
Accidentally sent Grom hurtling into the air and plummeting towards the ground.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
My best, my favorite part was last week when Doug goes, "You're just walking along, eating a hot dog, and all of a sudden, wham, someone breaks your leg."
Somebody throws you into the air and breaks your legs.
So far, I don't see a difference between this system and any other game we've played.
Okay, so in the Undersea City, you guys are ready to load up. What do you do?
Well, I'm ready.
Yeah, we load it up.
You're ready to go?
Yeah, but we still have to go and find ammunition, correct?
Right, we got to go to the armory. Before we take off, I just wanted to say, Bill's under the weather. Couldn't join us tonight. His character will be conveniently staying aboard the ship every time.
Okay. If they stop to load up.
Yeah.
I'm wanted by the police or the local authorities, whoever they are.
We'll get to you in a minute, boy.
I wanted to hide on their ship.
Hold on. Just in case you didn't know, we're in a town of maybe 10 people. And that's including us.
9 now, cause I'm on your ship.
No. I got an idea for you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Railroad me. Fine. Whatever.
I'm not going to railroad you.
No, fine.
We're going to shoehorn
you. I'll be the elven clerk.
We'll shoehorn you. The elven clerk. You've been hearing voices in your head.
It's a duck.
sounds like a little girl. And she's been saying that you need to go to this place. And you get a picture in your head. And in fact, a couple of times it's been so strong that you've woken up from a dream and you see it, and it, you actually create the illusion in front of you of where this is you need to be.
I go there.
It's arid. It's in the arid Kulum, which is the salt flats. Mm-hmm. It's very near the edge of the salt flats, where the ocean and the salt flats meet.
Okay.
And, we'll stop there. We'll go back to the rest of these guys.
That's all your screen time for today. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there.
That's much better than me sneaking onto the ship.
Well, the problem is we've already established the ship really isn't that big.
I'm hiding in a missile.
It's got 6 seats in it.
It's got 6 seats in it. At 5 and 1 in front. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3. And it's, right. I mean, it's a fairly small ship.
Got it. Small ship. Okay. Can't do it.
Small
just
cabin.
The answer is no. Got it.
No, but you've been hearing these voices. Okay. You guys get in the ship. Who's running the, who's doing map duty again? Doug?
I'll navigate.
Okay. Give me an intel check.
I will spend the effort on it.
Okay.
While he's checking for the map, I'm going to see if there's any, look for any numera that wasn't here in the ship beforehand.
Oh, good call. Okay.
13.
Okay. Doug, you're able to plot a course fairly easy. I mean, you guys have been in the ship before. You know what's going on. You also notice that the place on the map that's indicated where the glass palace is, it's not where you expected it to be. Okay. You've heard rumors of the glass palace before on the edge of the arid Kulum. And from those rumors, you think that it's in one place. The map shows you a different place.
Okay. How far away is it from where we're at now?
A little bit farther than from where you all are in relation to the village, the original village. It's on the other side of the arid Kulum from that. The difference is if you picture the arid Kulum as a clock face, the place where you expect it, according to rumor, to be would be at 3 o'clock. The place where the map marks it would be at roughly 1.
Okay. This map is broken.
Then where should we go?
I don't know. The map's broken. Clearly the map's broken, though.
Well, why don't we just go get our missiles and find our way?
Where's the armory?
It's on the way to, I mean, either one you go to, it's not far. You know, you either go a few degrees in one direction, a few degrees the other direction. Wouldn't make a difference. It's on the edge of the arid Kulum as the water meets the salt flats.
Well, let's go to the armory and I'll
fix it. There I go.
I'll fix,
take off.
Fix this thing along the way.
Okay. I'm not even going to make you check. I mean, you've been filed in long enough and he tells you to go.
I got all the other information from the library too.
Yes. You got your book, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's going to come in handy later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys, pilot the ship. You come to the edge of the salt flats and you see X marks the spot. Right?
Okay.
You see down below you a vaguely, well, not vaguely, but it is a trapezoidal pyramid type shape. It's like a pyramid with the crown of it sheared off.
Oh, okay.
So it's a flat space on top rather than a point.
So the back of a $1 bill.
Supposedly, yes. Without the eye.
Yep.
Jeff, you've traveled across the arid Kaloom for days, and you come across a pyramidal shape on the edge of the arid Kaloom. It is a pyramid of cloudy jade. And just as you make your way up to the trapezoidal pyramid of cloudy jade, you see a manta ray flying toward you.
Can I hide myself?
Sure. Would you like to hide yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
He's stealthy.
I'm a stealthy Jack.
Who crafts illusions.
I can do a minor illusion.
Uh-huh.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you can roll.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. You can attempt.
You can attempt. You
so
can
how
try
do the illusions work? Do you set a difficulty and we roll against it or what? Or you just have to roll a number and it appears or what?
I don't know. It's a very good question. How does that work, Roy?
I don't know. I have not played a Jack who crafts illusions.
The illusion includes sound but not smell. It lasts for 10 minutes, but if you want to change the original illusion significantly, such as making a creature appear to be wounded, you must concentrate on it again. If you move beyond the immediate range of the cube, the illusion vanishes. Action to create, action to modify.
I just want to blend in with... I mean, is this trapezoidal structure? Are there ruins? Are there, like, columns? Are there...
No, it is... It looks like someone put a trapezoid of cloudy jade right there on the edge.
Is there any other... Any of the rocks or anything?
There's a few rocks and stuff around.
You're going for shallow, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator.
There's shallow sand dunes.
I'm thinking more hobbits at the gates of Mordor.
Oh.
You know, where I want to make myself look like a
sure,
rock
there's,
kind
there's,
of thing.
There's shallow sand dunes, things yeah. like that nearby. I mean,
I just want to blend into the terrain.
Sure.
You know, crouch down. Yeah. Turn myself into something that is inconspicuous so I can... Because I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're coming for, and I don't... So I'm just going
to... They're up to no good.
Yeah, they got to be. I mean, the ship looks like it was in a battle.
Oh, no. No, not
it's
anymore.
It's repaired.
Well,
thank
it,
you very
it,
much.
It's not just repaired. It looks like new.
Except for the bottom scrapes.
No.
That's gone, too.
They buffed out all the scrapes out. I mean, this thing even looks repainted.
But it does look like a drunken maniac's flying it.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true.
Now that might be the case.
Yeah, I don't see anything about how to deal with the illusions.
Sounds like opposed rolls to me.
Sounds like opposed rolls to me.
Okay. So I've got...
And if you want to make it higher, then you have to spend effort to make it.
Shouldn't there be a logical reason why we would think that there would be an illusion there, not just...
Yeah.
To interact with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kind of thing. I mean, I wouldn't make y'all roll unless it was necessary. Now, Jeff has to roll ahead
right.
of time to set it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will set it.
Okay, so recapping real quick, you are going to cast the illusion.
Yeah. Plus 3 to this?
Yes.
21.
Wow.
I rolled an 18.
Okay.
I disguise myself as a rock. Of course, that doesn't work on him, I don't think. But I
on him?
Him being.
Oh, here we go.
He being.
Now wrong. I know. Now wrong. I know why we haven't used it for so long.
He being.
I'm sorry. I learned how to use pronouns when I was little.
Yeah, and he just learned the characters' names 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
so cut him some slack.
So
yeah,
lighten up,
to,
Roy.
I'm trying to. I want to lighten up, Francis.
I kill you.
Okay. Make yourself look like a small rock, a sand dune kind of thing.
Yes, I make, yeah. myself, I okay. make myself look like an outcrop
okay.
rock.
You guys on the ship, Your little Manta ship, you fly in, you see where the X marks the spot is at this pyramid shape that's on the edge of the arid column.
Found it.
So unless Doug warns us, we actually land on Jeff.
It's parked next to that rock.
You land on that rock. We use it as a... to hold the nose of the ship up. Okay. I make your games better. You know it.
Okay. You land the ship, right?
Land the ship.
Everybody okay. Remember where we parked.
That's right.
Scooby-Doo 4.
And you, do you get out?
Yes.
Okay, Bill's going to stay with the ship and protect it.
Okay.
They can't see the air
I quotes. I know they can't see the air quotes.
I raise the gangplank so he's locked in.
Okay. You get out and you walk over, I guess you walk over to the...
Well, I get out and there's water there and I go on over to the Jade Pyramid or whatever it is.
Uh-huh. It's roughly 20 feet tall, or, yeah, about 10 feet tall, sorry.
10 feet tall?
Yeah, it's about 10 feet tall.
Is it just smooth all the way around?
Smooth all the way around.
Did they tell us how to get into this thing?
So, wait, it's 10 feet by 10 feet by 10 feet?
It's 10 feet tall. It's roughly 10 feet square, 10 to 15 feet square around the bottom.
So this is a tiny little cache
weapon.
No,
it's not going to be 10, 15. It's going to be like 20 feet on the bottom.
Okay.
And 10 feet at the top. It's a trapezoid.
It's a trapezoid, man.
So, I mean, you're saying the height is 10 feet.
The height's 10 feet.
The height is 10 feet.
Give me my notes back.
Yeah.
So the bottom's like 20 feet wide at the base, yeah. And it goes up to about 10 feet, and it's okay. 10 feet high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15 feet across, but 12, 15 feet.
So. All right.
When you look at the pyramid, mm-hmm. Give me an intel check.
Just me or everybody?
Anybody who looks at the pyramid.
Your crappy notes.
I don't know if I can read my notes, to be honest. Huh? Yeah, you go ahead too.
That'd be a 15 out.
Okay.
What do I add to this?
Are we trying to identify something?
It's straight up intellect. No, it's a straight up intellect defense roll.
4.
7 plus a step.
Okay.
6.
I rolled a 4.
Jeff rolled a 4 and 6 and intellect and defense.
10.
Okay, 10. Doug, what'd you get?
7 plus a step.
7 plus a step. Doug and Todd and Joe. So, Ian, Grom, and Sump. When you guys look at the pyramid.
Yep.
You see I said it was cloudy jade.
Yeah.
The clouds move. Just a little bit.
Okay. When we just get near it?
Just a little bit. You see it when you're looking at it. You see that it moves just a little bit.
Does it move and stop, or is it just slowly?
It's moving very slowly.
Oh, okay.
Very slowly.
Do the clouds move in one direction? Are they, like, everywhere, or, like, the sun moving over it, or?
Slowly. They look like they're slowly turning. They all look like they're slowly turning.
Like revolving around the pyramid? Or
revolving
like
around. Okay. Revolving inside the pyramid, revolving.
Gotcha.
Counterclockwise.
So okay. Like looking at Jupiter or something.
Yeah. Looking at something swirling inside. Okay, but very, very slowly. Okay.
Okay.
And Todd, you got the highest, right?
I believe so. Okay. I got a 15.
Yeah. You notice also that it seems to mimic a cloud that's above it.
Like a reflection?
Not like a reflection, but they seem to be in sync.
Oh.
Like a cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
I bet this isn't the armory. I bet this is the doorway to the armory. It's going to beam us up.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell you what. You say it's 10 feet up?
Uh-huh.
I have my greatsword. I have all the stuff that I need. And I try to shimmy up the edge and stand on top of it.
Okay. Give me a might. I think that would be the best one. Might, speed, intellect. Give me a might roll.
Are they
discussing all this? Are they talking about it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling.
Yeah. You hear? Okay.
This is what I see. It mimics this. He says, hey, it may be.
It's a doorway.
Doorway up. And well, it kind of makes sense that. You've got the trapezoidal top.
Right.
Well, I'll go up there and I'll stand. Let me go ahead and... Now, since I am skilled in climbing, what does that do for me?
Well, before you climb, do we see Jeff hunched down over in the corner?
What do you eat? Would.
I do. Do I see Jeff hunched down in the corner?
I'm not hunched down. I'm standing there.
Okay, this is the way I'm seeing it. Okay. This is the way I'm seeing it.
No, I just I look like a rock, but I'm not hunched. I'm just standing there looking at you.
Hold on a second. This is the way I'm seeing it. And correct me if I'm wrong. You guys come in.
You're wrong.
The ship comes in from one direction. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I assume that you would be on the opposite side away from him. You were trying to hide. Now, are you closer?
You know, I don't, at this point, I don't know about Grom.
Right.
So, but I'm not going to move to the far side.
He thinks he can.
I think I can.
So you're not right where they're landing, but you're not as far away either.
Yeah, I'm not, okay. I'm not on the far side of the trapezoid or something. Yeah, I'm watching them. I want to be able to see it. They land and I'm just standing there watching them. And to them, you know, they scan the horizon and they just sort of pass over me like I'm another rock.
Right.
Except Grom.
Except for Grom. Joe, what are you doing?
I'm with the guys on the ship.
Oh. Well, okay. So you're off the ship. Are you going to, you see Sump says, screw it. I'm going to climb the pyramid.
There's not an entrance into this place?
We don't see one.
Look around for an interest.
Entrance?
Entrance.
Okay. Whoa, you wander around?
Hold on. Wait.
What?
Who's that guy?
What guy?
That guy right there.
What guy?
That guy right there.
What are you talking about?
Everybody, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Shh. Everybody, except for Doug, roll an intellect defense.
Down a step for me.
Down a step for you.
6.
17. What guy?
19.
They don't see him.
He's right there.
Did you plug into the microwave?
There's a guy.
Yeah, he rolls a 21. Rolls 17 and 19. Still can't see him.
He's standing right there. What are you wearing?
What do you look like?
What do you look like?
Like Mad Max in Beyond Thunderdome in the beginning, where he's wrapped up in like the black.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking, like the he's wrapped like that. Except I've got a
so not the humongous.
No, not the humongous. That would have been road wear.
Yeah.
No, he's dude right there, wrapped,
you know,
in the black
sheet. With the wrapped up in the black,
like a white turban almost.
Yeah, the black turban does. What would you call that?
Wrapped up in a dirty sheet.
The guy in the black sheet right there. You know, it's right there.
Why don't you shoot it? We can't see it, so we don't believe you. Just shoot it. If we see the bullet stop, we know something's there.
He's looking at me, and I go.
And Jeff just made a shushing.
I bring my fingers to my lips and say, yeah, like that.
Okay.
Except.
We just got a picture.
Yeah.
Nice. What are you doing here?
On that note, I'm going
to
look around.
If I speak to him, I want to disguise it as the wind blowing.
That would be another action, another roll.
Wait, didn't the illusion say you didn't get sound?
No.
It says I do get sound.
It gets sound, not smell.
Oh, smell.
But he's adding something to it now. Mm-hmm. So it would be another roll.
It's not part of it?
No. Because you're adding something to it. The way I read it, I mean, let's check it, make sure.
If I could put that in the beginning, I'd just, anytime I speak, it sounds like the wind. It sounds like the wind.
So instead of building
does it?
So for example, the first
time. So instead of a 21, it would have been a 20.
Well, it'd been 4 for the normal.
Right.
With the 3 effort plus your 1 for your edge, and then adding on the sound, or sound would be another 1.
It says, the illusion includes sound but not smell. It lasts for 10 minutes, but if you want to change the original illusion significantly, and I would say, adding sound is, adding your voice disguised as wind is another role.
It costs to break wind, dude.
Yes. Cost you 1 point to break wind.
One intellect point?
It'd be free because your edge is 2.
Like an intellect point?
Yes. But you don't pay it because your edge is 2.
Oh.
Okay. But.
Just for future reference.
It won't decrease the difficulty. Before, you decrease the difficulty and you cast the illusion.
Okay. So I get it for free.
You get it for free.
I don't have to do anything else.
No.
Difficulty stays the same.
No, the difficulty, you're rolling to make the new difficulty for the voice part only.
So you still look like a rock.
So they're gonna go, if, for example,
how far away are they?
They'll get a, they're not that far away. I mean, the thing's, what, 20 feet? They're maybe 30 feet away. 30, 40 feet away. They would be down a step for it, of course, because they're not right next to it. But you're trying to set a new thing for it, okay? They would hear, if they failed, I mean, if they succeeded, okay, if they succeeded on their roll against your difficulty, they would see a rock and they would hear a weird voice.
All right.
Okay. Unless you wanted to pay another 2 points of intellect to increase the difficulty.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Because you found out that that's your hit points.
I'll just roll.
17 plus.
Okay. If I have a plus, it's just 17.
No, it's not. It's just 17.
17.
It's just 17.
I tell him, you can see me. You must be worthy. Welcome to the Jade Trapezoid.
Are you in charge?
I am.
Sweet. How do we get in?
If you're worthy, you will. If you're worthy, you will find out.
What was the governor's name?
Hyrith or Hyamth or something like that.
Hyamth.
The mayor.
Mayor Hyamth Sinus.
Joseph.
No, not Joseph.
Joseph. I didn't come up with this mayor's name, dadgummit.
I know this mayor. I know not this mayor. Or do I know the mayor? Mayor is they were talking
Probably
about?
Probably not.
Did that come from a different place?
Yeah, okay. That was under the water.
I know not this mayor of which you speak.
How do we get in?
If I tell you that, you will not have earned passage. You must learn that for yourself.
Hold on, Doug.
Why in the hell is he talking to a rock?
You three, roll your intellect.
Defense or just normal?
It's intellect defense. You're trying to see. Yeah, it's down a step. So for you, it'd be 14.
Again.
Okay.
14.
Five.
Yeah. They're like, why is he talking to a rock? They don't know what's going on.
This guy says he's in charge.
You need a nap.
What?
You've been in the ship too long.
Go talk to your rock. I'm going to go to the top of the mirror.
They cannot see me. Only you can see me.
I'm going to climb.
Okay. Hold on a second. That's true. Only Grom can see. What's your character's name again?
Cairo.
Cairo. Syrup.
Syrup.
Only Grom can see Cairo. Give me a strength test to get to the top of this pyramid.
Climbing. Which actually lowers it.
By one step, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Six.
You try and you slip and you fall back down.
Okay. I'll try again next round.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to walk around with Ian.
Not then either.
No yes buts.
Yeah, there's got to be a way in. You have to climb this thing.
Hold a second.
Are you communing with the rock?
You're not going to tell us. We have to learn it for ourselves.
I think you can take a 10, by the way.
All right. I'll take a 10.
Okay. Hold on. Go back to the guy talking to the rock. Grom.
You're not going to tell us? We have to figure this out?
Your friend is leaving you.
Jeff, you see this big guy constantly is trying to, he gets almost to the top and then whoosh, right back down to the ground.
First time he slipped on his sword.
Did he? But if he takes a 10.
Yeah, while you're talking to him, he just gets his hands up. I mean, it's like watching, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's like watching a whale trying to beach himself on top of this pyramid.
Why are you here? What do you seek?
Entrance to the armory. I told you, the mayor sent us.
And why do you seek entrance into the armory?
Which he didn't know it was.
I don't think you're in charge.
You don't know that. I'm a deceiver.
Not with that connection.
No. It's my powers don't work. I can
powers
still deceive.
You don't know read his whole
connection. It doesn't mean any ability I use. So
wait, you play in one night and you're going to argue?
Wait a minute. If you have powers, am I immune to your sword? No, exactly.
Like immune to a stick.
I can still talk and still deceive somebody. I'm not using.
Yeah, you
my
can still
mouth.
Lie.
Yeah, my magical powers. He's immune to, but I can still lie to the guy and deceive him. That's crazy. I couldn't do anything with him. That's stupid.
He can still lie, but if he sits there and rolls a die to try to do something to him, then no, he doesn't.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if it's not, I'm not using a magical ability. I mean, I can still just lie to the guy and try to deceive him or persuade him using non-magical abilities.
Yeah. I'd go with that.
Sure.
Just Tide. Sense otherwise.
You're on top of the trapezoid.
Because I want to give you your sword.
Boy, does it a lot look nice up here?
I mean, it does.
Yeah. Anything going on?
What do you do when you get up there?
Hold on a second, buddy.
Wait. I look.
The stone.
Point it at yourself.
I look around. I kind of just, you know, tap it with my shoe, that kind of thing. I'm not. Is there anything down there? Is there anything that
you
looks
still
like,
see? I mean, it almost is like you're on top of a cloud, watching it kind of rotate a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that's what you see when you look down.
Okay, but there's nothing. No switch, no handle, no door, no. Nothing like that. Okay.
No.
He must become one with the cloud.
You are less than helpful. I'll be back to you. Don't move.
I'm not here, remember?
I walk over to the pyramid. Hello?
Feels like you knock on it, it feels like solid stone.
Is it a machine?
No.
Oh, Dret.
It is not a machine. I know, he talks to machines. Not that he talks to Numenera, he talks to machines.
I talk to machines too all the time, I'm usually smacking them and cussing them at the same time.
Work, damn you!
Give me my damn Doritos!
So me and Obis are walking the perimeter trying to the gate.
Obis.
Okay. Ian and Obis, you're walking around. Krom's over there talking to a stone.
No, he stopped talking to me. He walks away on his finger like, I'll be back to talk to you.
I'll be back for you.
He's arguing to a rock. I should have made myself look like a machine.
Yeah, I can see him plugging into you.
Ooh. Todd, you're up on top of this thing looking down. Looks just like a cloud.
Mm-hmm. I'll look up.
You look up, and you see the cloud up above you.
Mm-hmm.
And it slowly turns, just like the one below you. And you disappear.
Ah! Cool.
Do I see...
Hold on.
Who sees that first?
That's a good question.
I want to see it before they do.
Give me an intellect roll.
9.
Let's do it this way. Let's do an intellect...
face-off.
Yeah, like an intellect-based initiative roll.
What does that mean? Do I get a bonus or anything for my intellect?
No, unless you want to spend effort to make it difficult, more difficult for them.
Natural 20.
Now you can't, by the way.
All right. That's fine.
See Joe, you see him go for... You see it pop out of existence.
Okay. Dude, I look at all this.
He is still talking to the rock. That's freaking crazy.
And some just disappeared.
I'm actually,
what did he do, fall off the other side?
I'm talking to the pyramid.
I mean, he just like blinked out of existence.
You're talking to the pyramid now.
Yes, I ignored the rock. I said, you're less than helpful. And I walk over to the pyramid.
This place is freaky, man. Let's keep each other's, keep a watch on my back. I'll keep a watch on your back.
Are we going to the top?
No, let's keep looking for an exit down here.
I think you should.
You keep kind of wandering the perimeter and see if there's a way in on the base here.
Okay. Jeff, what'd you say?
As soon as they go to the other side.
Okay.
Them being.
Ian and Obis.
Uh-huh.
I will walk to the pyramid.
Uh-huh.
Take 10, climb to the top.
Okay.
And I will do exactly what I saw him do.
So it looks like a rock rolling uphill.
No, he sees me walking. But I'm just on the other side of the trapezoid. So as soon as I walk up to the top, I'll drop it when I get to the top.
Right. Well, you would have to when you get to the top because it comes out of that square right. that you generate.
And I will, so I'll climb on up to the top and I'll say, your friend is worthy. And I'll look up and do exactly what he did.
Okay.
Yes!
Wait, doesn't taking 10 take time though?
Takes a few seconds for him to pop up there. Seconds? These guys are...
But they're searching. They're searching.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking around the other side.
And you're not pointing me out. It's like, hey, he's moving. Well, the guy's walking because they didn't see me before anyway.
If taking 10 takes minutes, when he starts climbing up the pyramid, I will point him out to everyone else. If it takes seconds,
sure, by the time he's doing that and you say that, I'm going to give him to the top of the pyramid. And at the top of the pyramid, they're like, oh my God, there is somebody up there. He killed Sub. Let's get the best. These guys see
Cairo.
Cairo.
These guys see Cairo.
Should I change my name to Joseph?
No. these guys see Cairo at the top. Pop out.
You could be Joseph's brother, Bob.
Okay, so you guys,
Bob,
you guys have seen two people now pop out of existence.
I'll crawl up after him.
Okay.
Bob,
clearly we're not going to find an exit down here. Let's wander up the pyramid. I'm going to hover up the pyramid.
Can you only raise yourself? Can you move yourself over?
I can go straight up.
He swims in the air.
I was wondering. That's what I'm trying to get at. I think he can only levitate.
Yeah, if you can. The old levitate just is up and down.
I float slowly into the air as my action. I can concentrate to remain motionless in the air or float up a short distance, but no more.
Okay. So you can't levitate to the top because it's trapped. Okay. Which is why I made it like that.
Made a trapezoid. Well, can he use the trapezoid though? Can he levitate up and use his feet to pull to walk up, or is it just so smooth that he can't? I mean, it keeps him from falling.
It can't be that smooth because we climbed up it.
Well, can he use his levitate to keep from falling down?
Well, since it's free, I'll give you that.
Okay,
I'll give you that so that you can keep yourself from falling down. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I throw myself on the ground and grab onto sand, whatever's around.
Well, now, to be honest, to you it looks like he's just walking up the pyramid.
No, not if he's levitating.
He's just kind of slowly walking up the side of the pyramid using his levitate.
Without any effort. He broke my legs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That was a long time ago. I have a much better command on my abilities.
Walking around, eating a hot dog, the next thing you know, you're up in the air and both your legs are broken.
That's before landing.
That's all right.
Yeah. We were young.
Grom, do you run over there and grab a rock?
I throw throw myself at the brush and hold on to something with both hands.
Okay, no problem. Ian gets to the top of the pyramid.
Ian, quit it. You're going to kill us all.
Obis, I'm climbing up.
Okay. Ian, you get to the top of the pyramid. You do what Todd did and what... Okay. You look up in the air and pop out.
Once he's gone, I'll start climbing up.
Obis is the next one to go up there. He pops out.
Well, can I, as soon as I appear, before they get there. Who the hell are you? Wait a minute.
Really? Into the microphone.
Before, you know, I guess I pop in behind him and he steps away. I'm going to stand there for a second. I'll take a step to the right and I will say to him, "Welcome to the armory."
Okay, hold on. Todd, you pop in first. You are standing on a flagstone, a square of green, cloudy jade.
Looks just like the other stuff?
Just like the stuff you left.
Okay.
Around you, you see no walls. You see nothing but open air.
Mm-hmm.
A few feet away, don't know if it's far enough. It'd be a difficult jump if you tried to jump over there. There is a turquoise circle,
mm-hmm.
about the same size as the square, just circle shape instead of square.
Okay.
Cloudy turquoise.
All right. Can I step off of this, or is it just
You go to the edge of it. You look down. You see straight down. You see all the way down to where these guys are milling around the pyramids.
Oh.
Okay. That's what you see. There's no wind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's perfectly calm. Above you, you see concentric, rings.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up. As far as you can see, you see ring, and then a few feet above it, another ring, and a few feet above it, another ring. They look like platforms. A ring around a central empty column.
Like Stargate.
No, I know what you mean, but they're more like platforms.
Discs. Sitting in the air.
Yeah.
A few feet apart, so that it's like a ladder?
No, I mean, more than 3 feet apart. I mean, like 10 to 15 feet. Like
Can I reach one?
Floor. Each one looks like a floor.
Can I reach one?
No, it's about 30, 40 feet up.
Oh, okay. I look up to the platform that I want to go to, the first one.
Okay.
Does anything happen?
No. Except, someone pops in next to you, steps to the side, and says,
"Welcome to the armory."
I'll draw my sword on him.
Okay.
He draws a sword on you, Cairo.
That is unnecessary.
Then where am I going right now?
To that disc there.
All right, you first.
Don't! All right. I'll make an illusion of myself walking over there.
Yes!
Make your roll.
I will.
Burn the effort,
oh,
boy.
Yeah, you want to burn the
effort. Yeah, I think I want to burn the effort. I'll put two into it.
So you're reducing it to, you're effort. Increasing your difficulty, whatever difficulty you roll, by three.
Yes.
Yeah, so that costs five.
Yeah.
Plus whatever your cost two for steps. Your illusion.
Oh, two steps.
He's going to use both efforts. So you're going to put 5 points in.
Five
it costs
points.
3 points out of your pool.
Yeah.
Plus on one.
Plus one for
six.
The illusion.
Six. So minus two costs you four.
Four.
Mm. Right.
Seven.
And then six is
13. 13. Okay.
Ouch.
But I got to do 4 points?
Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Ouch.
You're going to kill me.
Go ahead.
No, he does might first.
Oh!
Looks cool.
All right.
He falls right after.
You see him walk right off. He turns around, beckons you forward.
How far of a jump is it to the turquoise thing?
At least as far as the next level up is.
30 feet?
Yeah. It's quite a ways away.
And I look down?
Yeah.
I take my sword and I kind of tap over and see if I can, if it does anything.
Does not go through.
It doesn't?
No. It's like it's solid.
I walk.
You walk right over to it.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
He was not worthy.
I scatter sand.
Now
he drew a sword on me. I don't
I understand.
Why do you want to attack me? I didn't do anything to him.
He doesn't know you, and he's
I don't
had,
know him.
He's had a bad couple of days.
He's going to have a really worse one today.
He just got arrested.
Oh,
yeah, you missed
okay.
all that.
All right.
I mean, and all he was doing was in the library.
Yeah. So I walk over there, and I see this fella standing there. I said,
"You walk. Oh. You walk past him.
Oh, I walk past him. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you walk
because your illusion doesn't go all the way over there.
Yeah.
It goes from what I read. It's like 10 feet away.
All right. So I walk the 30 feet, and I look back and I said, "Well, aren't you coming? You must know what you're doing,
Cairo."
So does he walk out there?
He walks, he walks straight across it. Right over to the circle. The turquoise circle.
I will follow him. and I will continue.
The illusion?
The illusion and, you know, so I stay just ahead, I guess. I mean, does it move with me or does it have to stay in that spot?
I think you have to reiterate it every time.
Well, as soon as I walk to the edge of it.
Yeah.
I'll pass through it and I'll continue.
Become part of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. No problem.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll keep going. I'll say, please put away your weapon and come with me.
No problem. I put it away. He has to know what he's doing.
As
I'm
soon.
Tapping. Yeah. With my foot.
As soon as Jeff, as soon as
we
Cairo,
both fall.
As soon as Cairo starts to walk across, Joe, right?
Joe was
hurt. Joe. Ian pops in. Ian, you see about 30 feet away, some.
That was lucky.
Wasn't it?
Okay.
And him.
Hold on. I'm not finished. Sump is standing over there on a turquoise, disc. And
they don't see us like it walking in midair across or?
Well, Sump's already made it over there. You're following behind it. He sees you.
No, he told me to go. He said, come on and go on. I mean,
and you said you were coming.
I went past him, didn't I?
No, I went past you.
Yeah, he went past
you. And then I said, well, come on. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
So as soon as you step off the disc and are walking across the what seems to be open air, Ian shows up. And Ian, you see this guy that you just saw disappear on top of the pyramid walking across open air. And you see Sump on a platform 30 feet away.
Hey, bud. Come on over.
Who the hell's this?
He says he's in charge of the armory or something. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can walk on this white open air. This is
not even white. It's just it's open.
Just yeah,
open
it's
air.
Just
we can
open.
Walk.
But yeah, come on across.
I'll join Sump.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So what's your name, dude?
As you walk off the platform and get across.
I'm your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Skilled in lies or trickery.
Obis pops up. Obis, you see Ian walking on nothing over to another platform.
I'll go get the ship.
You look up.
I look down and do the cloud rotation. See if I can go back down.
You can go back down.
I'll go get the ship.
Okay.
I've never driven it before. I'll bring it up to you guys.
Oh, no.
I'm not walking on that. Are you crazy?
No, it works. Come on.
I'll tell him it's fine.
You're almost there, son.
He's already gone. And as soon as he pops out, Grom, you pop in. You pop in. You see Ian the last few feet across open air onto another platform.
Come on, dude. You can come across. May want to tap on it like a blind man or something, but you can come on across.
That's the guy. Now do you see him?
Yep. We see a guy.
That's the guy from downstairs.
All right, we see a guy. Well, is he the person in charge or something, or like the librarian or something?
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Dude, where's the ammunition?
All answers cannot be given freely. You must earn them.
This guy sounds like the other guy who's on the ship. Mystical, what's his name?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
There's another person on the ship. What? Mystical?
Olean.
Who? Olean.
How do we get to the next level, Obi-Wan?
Through the rings.
Do you lower your head like that, too?
Can I roll against to see if I think that this guy's full of it?
Absolutely.
I'm skilled in lies and trickery.
Yeah.
How have I lied to you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that
I think you are. Maybe
you are lied.
You are an unknown quantity.
Hold on.
I am an unknown quantity, but how have I lied?
You must earn it.
I went across. I'm okay with it. Well, I haven't said anything.
Well, you didn't. How about you stand up for me here? How about you tell him?
Is he sitting there going, "No, I don't believe you"? He's saying, "Look, in my head, I want to see what that is."
Yeah, I just want to.
He hasn't said anything like, "Hey, he's full of it. I don't believe him. Let's shove him off the edge."
Right.
Then I would say something about it.
And you are actively trying to deceive them.
Yes, you are actively trying to deceive them.
Okay.
You must.
It's going to be an opposed roll, intellect pool.
Okay.
Before you roll, let me know if you're going to spend effort. You can't spend effort once you know your results.
I'm not going to spend effort.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to spend effort. But
unless
I'm
spending effort.
It's down a step for me, though.
Sure. It's already down a step for you because of your...
Six.
Four.
Joe wins on a six.
Joe, you get the distinct feeling that he's not on the level.
Okay, I don't say anything. I just kind of go, I'm watching you.
All right, so how do we get up there?
Well, wait a minute. Can I determine that he doesn't believe me?
Well, he's made that kind of clear.
Has he?
I think so.
I'm watching you.
I'm watching you. Did he say it?
Okay, yeah, I'll say it. I don't know about you.
All will be revealed.
All right, how do we get up there?
Okay.
You keep talking about this all will be revealed thing.
I get out my book and I sit down and I start looking this up in my book.
In your, on the trapezoid, the green?
I'm still where I appeared.
Yeah, on the green platform. When you appeared, you're on a cloudy green jade square.
Yes, sit on the cloudy green platform, pull out my book, start looking this up.
All right.
Okay. I'll yell to Grom. Come on, man. It's all good. I'm not hovering right now. I'm standing.
Come,
there.
Grom. It's all good.
And he writes that one down, too.
Yes, come, Grom. It is all good.
Do you know how this works? Great. I keep looking through the book.
Your friend has little faith.
My friend may have as much faith as he needs to. Where do we get the weapons? You still haven't answered my question.
I said, welcome to the armory.
Yes, and I said, where do we get the...
You must prove yourself worthy.
I think I have.
How?
I came up here. I walked across.
Have you found the weapons?
No.
Not worthy.
Wait, you said he was worthy down below when he disappeared.
Yeah.
He appeared worthy. That's what I said. You're misremembering.
I look around at the disc that we're on. How big is the disc that we're on?
It's about the size of the green platypus, the cloudy green jade.
Okay.
It's all
right.
It's circular, so it's a little bit smaller. Edges are trimmed off.
All right. Well, wait, I stand up.
Can I ask a question? Does it look like this would fit up through the pipe?
Oh, yeah.
The circle? I mean, yeah. is it the same size?
Oh, no. It's actually smaller. It's smaller than the circles above you. And it lines up with an edge.
I look up to the
wall. And you start floating up.
There we go.
So these circles are above this circle.
How many discs up can we tell?
Yes.
And I look.
Many. Okay.
Yes.
And go to the first one.
And I turn to Ian as he floats up and I go, not so difficult. and I look up and I will do what he has done. And I go, float up after him.
On the first one, you see what appears to be racks of ammunition.
I mean, does it look like it fits ours? Is it any kind or?
It's various kinds.
Uh-huh.
There is a, there looks like there's a machine there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a screen. It's a circular kind of screen. All kinds of tubes and stuff coming off the side of it. Does not appear to be functioning at the moment.
It's the internet.
We need Grom. Fire this thing up.
Grom, I get back on the turquoise.
Oh, you can just yell to him.
I'll yell to him, but I'm saying, hey, I need you up here, and this is how it works. I
want
to go to the first one, and it goes to the first one, but I need you up here because there's other machines up here. I go back down, ask him to come across. Do you come across?
Sure, I.
And we go back up.
Okay, you go back up.
Talk to the machine.
There's a machine there.
Talk to it. Speak to it.
Machine's off?
It appears to be off.
Tell it you love it.
Any ciphers I can use?
No, there's just ammunition around.
Okay.
I tap the screen.
And a light appears.
Screensaver, don't you know anything?
Dude, just
well
do
done,
it.
Grom.
Okay.
Well done.
What's the screen say?
It says squiggly line, dash dash, weird pyramid, other squiggly lines, guy folded over in half.
Okay. One of my new powers is Charm Machine.
Sure.
Charm Machine makes the machine 50% less likely to hurt me.
Okay.
So if I charm a bomb, there's a 50% chance it won't explode.
Sure.
Okay. I will charm the machine.
50% less chance.
50% chance it won't explode.
Yeah. Okay.
Less chance.
50% chance it won't hurt me.
Yeah. So it'll explode as it explodes around you. That's what I would think.
Well, in the
because
specifically says,
everyone else doesn't have that little ability.
Well, if it can blow up everybody but not me, yeah, I guess so.
Okay, yeah, you charm the machine. The machine's happy with you there. It's fine.
So I ask it for ammunition for our ray.
That's not charm. That's the other ability you got.
I got that. I ask it for ammunition.
It indicates to you that this is not the ring for that particular type of ammunition. It is up on level squiggly line, squiggly line, squiggly line, guy bent over. You get the idea that it's 10 levels above you.
Okay.
Hop on 10 levels above us.
Wait, what do we hop on?
The disc.
The disc.
The disc goes with us?
There's a disc. Yeah. No, well, you appear, you float up, and as you get to the top, there's a disc there too.
Each floor has a disc.
Each floor. Although you, from standing from below, you never see those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you're up level with it, you're standing on a disc.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, get on the disc and think 10 more floors up.
Okay. You go up there, you see it. There's more than enough ammunition for your manta ray in, round cylinder cases.
How big? I mean, is this something?
Oh yeah, no, you could probably carry two at a time.
How much ammo does the ship hold?
The ship would hold maybe 15, 20 cases. Let's say 20 cases.
Okay. And we see more than 20 cases.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's load it up.
All right. Everybody grabs two cases. And
you go in there, you're starting to look around. And right in the middle, floating down, are two bronze metallic eggs. They float down to your level.
So we can load it into the bronze eggs.
As the eggs stand there, both of them have these little, the tops of them kind of pop up a little bit on black cylinders. on black cylinders.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And as the cylinder rotates, you see that there are, what appear to be seven eyes, each one corresponding to a gem-like color of the rainbow. All red, Roy orange, yellow, Roy G. Biv. All the way around. The red ones stop, orient on you.
You are a fine-looking egg.
And
I have never seen an egg as attractive as you and your friend.
Nice big sides pop off in one set of arms, mm-hmm, and orient like shields.
Uh-huh.
Two other arms come out. They have blades on them. They advance on you. Roll initiative.
Well, now that's not nice.
Okay.
How many feet up are they?
A lot.
Speed.
Mission. They're on, say, floor 11.
I'm not quite.
If you haven't been going up,
you're there, dude.
If you want to be there, you can be there.
Yeah, I want to be there.
Okay, you're there then. Roll initiative. Jeff, you can be there if you want to, or you can be on the first floor. I'm just assuming everyone was going up.
I went up. That was my assumption too.
Jason isn't.
Obis!
Jason is down there playing with the ship. We're gonna get to him in just a second.
Mm-hmm. Undo all those repairs.
Yep.
Okay. Joe, you see these things pop out and their, you know, shield arms comes off, their weapon arms come out, and they begin advancing on you. You go first. What do you want? What do you want to do?
So there's no, I mean, I hate to tear up the mayor's stuff.
Wait, hold on a second. The mayor never said this was his place.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't.
You guys got this information after you went back to your ship.
So we're being attacked by Humpty Dumpties?
Yes. Yep. Armory Guardians.
Okay. What kind of action do I need to attach this heat nodule onto my staff?
It's just an action.
It's just an action.
Yeah. Clank. There it goes.
I do that.
Okay.
For the next 28 hours, each time my weapon strikes a solid creature or object, it generates a burst of heat,
uh-huh,
inflicting an additional 2 points of damage.
Okay. Good call. They go.
On a what?
15. Gives you an idea. Gives you an idea of what level they are.
Mm-hmm.
They see him, they see, Ian activate something. They immediately home in. One of them immediately homes in on the cipher. And Joe, it attacks you. Give me two defense rolls.
Might?
Speed. I think, hold on.
Two rolls because they're each attacking him?
No, two rolls because one has two attacks.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, my heat nodule is damage 8. Cause it was for the level. And you rolled the level.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
An additional 8.
Okay. And, well, he's swinging at you, so you can either roll defense or you can try to, like, block it with your staff. It depends on what you want to roll against. I mean, right now you're just rolling a d20. If you want to do something, it's, you know, it depends on what you want to do, where your effort's going to come from.
So the normal defense would be speed?
No, it's a d20. It's, if you want, if you just roll a d20, if you want to do something, like, spend effort to make it more difficult in some way, shape, or form, you take that from might, speed, or intellect. Okay?
Well, I'm skilled.
You just have to tell me what you're doing.
I'm skilled in defense with might attacks.
Okay.
So I would like to just use that.
So you're basically just blocking it with your staff.
Right.
Okay.
So it would go down a step for this particular role?
Okay. Yes.
12.
That's exactly what you need. And give me another one. Two attacks from one guy.
Same.
Same thing?
18.
There you go. Oh, 18 on defense. Does that give him something? No, it's
just when you attack.
No, it's when you attack. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The other one comes in against the big muscle-bound dude.
Doug?
Oh, sorry.
Sump, give me two defense rolls.
All right, I'll do skill with defense, speed, and weapon defense. So two levels.
Okay, but speed.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes a difference.
10.
Okay. He does 5 points of damage to you. On
two
the
levels?
One. Yes.
Okay.
10 plus the two levels, wouldn't that be
a 16.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so what's
I said before, it makes a difference what column you're using.
So how much damage was it?
5. You try to, you know, deflect him you're using speed, so you're kind of doing a deflection. You're not, you know, standing firm like with a shield or something. All right. And as fast as you are, he's just a little bit faster.
All right.
Second run. Same thing?
Yeah. 15.
2.6, 21. You, I mean, you are just barely able to stop that one.
Okay.
Okay. Just barely, but you do stop it.
All right.
You deflect it. It just cling right off the floor.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Jeff, Doug, or Todd, who wants to go?
I'll go.
What are you going to do?
So are these machines intelligent? In other words, can we persuade them to stop fighting?
No.
Okay, great. Then I will turn it off.
Okay.
Distance activation. You can activate or deactivate any machine you can see within short range, even if it normally would have to touch or manually operate the device.
Sure.
To use this ability, you must understand the function of the machine. It must be your size or smaller. It's humanish.
Your size. Yeah.
Okay. And it can't be connected to another intelligence or be intelligence itself. Intelligent itself.
It is connected to another intelligence.
Connected to a machine that's controlling it or connected to a human that's controlling it?
It's connected to another machine.
Well, then I think I could still turn it off, right? That machine's intelligent?
I'm going to make you roll for it.
Well, yeah. I obviously have to roll for it, but I'm just trying to make sure this still applies.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I try to deactivate one of them.
Sure.
It costs 1 point to use that.
Uh-huh.
I will burn the effort.
It costs you one to do it, and you're burning.
A three for the edge.
Oh, three for it. Okay, yeah. Three edge. I'm sorry.
So that's 4 points.
I forget, did you have a three edge? I'm sorry.
Ooh. Well, that's three plus two steps.
So it'll be a nine?
Be a nine.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
They continue to advance. Jeff or Todd?
Jeff, you know what you want to do?
Oh, Jeff, you haven't been here for a combat for this. It's more fluid. If you want to do something, you can do it. It's the determination is whether or not you go before or after the opponent. Okay. So at this point in time, if you want to do something.
I'll do a thrust, which is one might point, but my edge is two. I'm not going to add anything into it.
Todd.
What?
Sorry. Give yourself those 5 points back. The speed comes on your attack as opposed to anything else.
Can I aid him with a distraction?
Give me an intellect roll, Jeff.
Take it away.
19.
You notice where that little cylinder popped out at the top with the eyes on it?
Mm-hmm.
You think it looks weaker there.
Can I tell him that?
Yeah, you can tell him that.
Aim for the cylinder on the top of the Humpty Dumpty robot.
All right. So that gives me one step, right?
And can I distract it? Cooperative action, distraction.
Next time you can.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Roll. Todd, sorry.
19 plus 3 is 22.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and do plus 3 damage. Let me strike a specific body part. Do you think that'll... Because he just told me that. Or just do the damage.
Well, yeah, if strike the specific body part, you can take out his eyes.
Wait a second. Your bonus, your damage is what, 9?
My damage right now is, if I add the 3 in there, it would be 6, 7, 8, 11.
Do the straight damage. There's no reason for him, because he'll more likely kill it in 2 shots.
But see, I could do 8 to it, and that specific body part hit that one as well.
I'd do 8 and blind it, because it's going to get one 8
and blind it.
Okay. When you hit it, doesn't blind it, but does the damage.
Mm-hmm.
You do 8. It's got armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it reduces it by armor. So it actually, you think you do about half the damage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the shield arms, they drop. I mean, they're just clanking down below him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good call, dude.
Okay. In game terms, it reduces his defense from really high.
To much lower.
Okay. Back up to Joe.
All right, the one that I just...
Is that my action help telling him that?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, yeah.
The one that I just saw the shields drop, I'm going to take a swing at it.
Okay.
I'm going to use Bash.
Okay. And you heard all the information about, you know, go for the eyes and all that.
So is that plus one?
Does that
one?
Cost me anything to
is
aim
that
for the eyes?
Also?
It doesn't cost you anything to aim for the eyes, no.
It says helping. Helper more... Well, not more than train. Yeah.
18.
You can do plus 2 damage, Joe.
Might as well.
This is the one that attacked you?
Well, this is the one that the shields dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, on the one that the shields dropped? Okay. So you're foregoing the one that attacked you
mm-hmm.
and attacking the one the shields drop. Hits.
Plus two damage?
Plus two.
15 points of damage.
Okay. They go. Defense rolls, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
From the one that attacked you is to come back at you again.
Okay.
Two defense rolls.
Okay. I get a step.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Okay. Misses you.
12.
And it's reduced a step. Got it.
Bam!
Todd.
Sorry.
Okay.
The one that has the shields dangling.
Okay. Two steps. First roll, 13.
Okay.
Second roll, 15.
He misses you both times.
All right.
Jeff, Doug, or Todd?
I will step forward, wave my arms, and distract them from the next attack, and I will say, they have proven themselves worthy. You are you have forfeited your existence. Distracting.
Okay.
Just a minus one on.
One step, or minus one? It's foe's attack plus one step to detriment.
Okay. Gotcha.
For distraction.
Doug or Todd?
Kill yours, and I'll try to deactivate the other one.
Okay. Attack the same one that I attacked last time. I'll do thrust again, but no added step.
Okay.
15.
Hits it.
Okay. So that's 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Jeez.
They're
tough.
I'll try to deactivate the one that Ian's fighting.
All right. Straight up.
Wait, the one that I'm fighting or the one that's fighting me?
The one that's fighting him.
The one that's fighting him.
Right.
The one that's not as hurt.
Right.
Got it. As a matter of fact, it hasn't been damaged at all.
Right.
I'll burn the effort. Ugh. Well, I get one step because I am trained in machines. So anything I do against the machine, an electrical machine.
Sure.
I get one step. Okay. So that's 7 plus 2 steps.
13?
13.
No, stays active.
New round.
Joe. The one you attacked before?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Bash.
Yeah.
Ugh. 8.
8 total.
Miss it. The one that's been attacking you attacks you back. Give me 2 defense rolls.
No. Not for that one.
5.
Hit you. 5 points.
I have 2 armor. So I'll take
3. Right? Because 5 plus 2 steps would be 11. 5 plus 6, 11?
Yep.
Yeah, he hit you.
That's right.
Give me another roll.
For how much?
5 points.
Minus 2 is 3. That
right.
comes off my might.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go.
13.
You're good. You just like, whoosh,
right out of the way. 2 on me?
Yes, still the 2 on you.
All right. So now this is actually...
Actually, give me 1. He's going to take a swipe at Doug for trying to turn him off.
All right. So now this is actually 3 steps for me.
Yes.
Okay. 15.
Okay, no problem. Doug.
5.
Okay, he hits you for 5 points. That blade comes up there and just right across your belly.
Okay.
And Jeff, that's them. Jeff, Todd, or Doug?
Anything, Chief? I'm just going to bash away.
Go ahead and bash away. I'll do the same thing at the end.
I'll do the same thing again.
Distract again?
Yeah, I'm going to keep. Right. I have banished you. You disobeyed me for the last time.
They're like,
what is that idiot doing?
Yeah. Thrust on the same one.
Okay.
You need to kill 5, him to make my threats look good.
5.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 5 is 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, no. Yeah. This is,
I forgot about that.
Doug.
I'll try to deactivate the one that's not as wounded.
You just get to keep trying it.
I don't see why not. Still trying to turn the switch off.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Throw the die across.
And that would be a what?
That's the only one I brought.
That would be a what?
2. 2 plus 2 steps.
Okay. Joe.
I'm going to switch my focus on the one that's not been hit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
13.
And that's, it's distracted, so that's 1 step?
No, that's its attack.
It's attack. Okay. And you've got miss. He uses one of his shields, just sidesteps it right out of the way. Okay.
Them.
And he returns a favor. Give me 2 defense rolls.
7 minus 1 step and minus my step.
So 6, 13. Another 5 points of damage.
Damn.
Give me another roll.
11.
That'll do it. He misses you on the other one. And it still hasn't been hit yet. The other one, it takes an attack on Doug.
Wait a second. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Cooperative action, say draw the attack, foe attacks you. Is there, it says intel roll against intelligent or determined foes. Yet, I guess, is that an action on my part during my turn, or I want to draw Doug's attack?
You want to draw Doug's attack?
Yeah.
No, I'll let you draw Doug's attack.
It says, when an NPC attacks a character, another NPC can prominently present herself, shout taunts, or move to try to get the foe to attack her instead.
Another NPC? Another PC?
Just not...
PC.
When an NPC attacks a character, another PC can...
Okay. I thought you said NPC.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to draw the attack.
So I wave and make a caterwaul so it doesn't attack him.
Okay.
All right. So I'll take two attacks.
Sure.
3 plus 3 is 9. That's 12.
3 plus 3 is 6.
No, 3 steps. Oh. I mean,
that's been a distraction.
Well, the distraction doesn't do anything other than make the attack come to me.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, your distraction. Yes, yeah. That's one of the 3 steps.
Okay. Yeah. So 12 total.
12.
5 points of damage.
Okay. So hold on.
Does it drop its shields? The other one?
You have to hit the thing on the top to drop the shields.
You have to hit the thing in the top to drop the shields. And this one is attacking him, has no shields right now.
Where's 10, Jason?
19.
Jason. Gone.
We'll deal with that in a second.
Well,
19.
Can he come up and like help us with the ship?
No.
If he's in the ship, no. There's reasons. They are manifold.
Manifold?
Yes.
Mm. All right. That was them.
That was them. Jeff Todd or Doug?
Get out your aggression.
All right.
Hold on a second. Jeff, are you going to distract again, or?
I'll wait till the end because I distracted last time for their attack this time.
Okay.
So I'll wait. I may.
Attack the same one I've been attacking. 8.
Okay. Misses.
All right. I will try to disable the other one again.
The one that has shields.
The one that still has shields.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. So 14. Plus 2 steps.
Plus 2 steps, so 20?
20.
Okay. Shields close up. Arms come in.
Plummets.
Little hat goes down. He goes up.
Okay. I'm sorry, little buddy. But
no,
don't
they're
come
not
back.
Intelligent. I probably can't use, like, deceiving and stuff like that on them. I look, but it...
It kind of depends on what you want to do. I mean, distraction is the kind of thing that you can do. You run around your hands, waving your hands. If you wanted to use one of your...
Skill.
Huh?
Deceiving is a skill.
Yeah.
That just means you get an added step to it.
Yeah.
I'll distract it again.
Okay. Joe.
Swing at the one that's left.
All right.
With a bash.
Bash. Aim for the...
Bash it. Yeah. He's already done all the damage you can do for that. No.
Change my mind. You're not worth
5.
I do draw the attack again. Make sure the attacks come on me.
All the attacks come on you? Uh-huh. Okay. Take your defense rolls.
7 plus 3 steps. 16.
A 16? Yeah, 16. Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yep, you survived that one.
All right, and second one, ooh, that one will hit 11.
11 total?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 5 points of damage. Okay. I thought you meant you rolled an 11.
No, rolled a 2.
Well, that'll do it. Yeah, you're looking for a 7 or better, I believe. Okay. 6 right. or better will do it, actually. Jeff, Doug, or Todd?
7.
Doug,
I will
turn this one off too.
I will physically blast it.
Oh,
onslaught! And I will. You can burn effort to do more damage, right?
I don't know if you can burn it to do more damage. You can do it to make your hit better, but
I don't think effort has anything to do with damage.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
Okay, well, I'll burn the effort.
If we miss that, something to look up for next time.
Oh.
DM intrusion.
All right.
Fatality.
Okay.
This guy sucks.
You aim this blast, and he just sidesteps. Blast goes right past him.
And hits Jason as the ship rises.
all the way across the platform to the other side and explodes into the wall there.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't think there was walls.
Well, there's shelves. I'm sorry, not walls, but shelves. But yeah, Jason's right. There's no walls, but shelves.
Does it destroy some of the ammo?
Things are on fire.
It's gonna blow.
Yeah.
Things are on fire.
Right.
Joe, or...
No.
Jeff, did you want to do something? Cairo.
Look at me, I'm
Don't
a bird.
Think of syrup, think of Illinois.
Can I put out the fire or?
Something? You'll have to get over there. It's around the thing. So it's immediate, short and long. Is that what it is?
I think so.
So it's going to be long. So you're going to have to, it's going to take you two moves to get over there, two actions to get over there.
I will go over there.
Okay. So this round, you're moving over there. Second round, so it's going to take you for another two rounds to get over there.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's long distance, you're saying?
Yes. It's all the way around the circle.
Well, are we on the disc in the middle? Are we in the disc in the middle? Can I cut across it?
No. No, the disc the platform that you're on in the middle is small. I mean, it's however big about the size of this table is. Okay, only circular. The cylindrical platform around that has the shelves on it is good size.
It's an actual opening in the floor though. You can't go right across. You gotta go around is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go around. Is there any way to speed that up?
Give me a speed roll. I'll let you get there next round. If you get, let's say character can move a short distance as your entire action for a turn. Can also try to move a long distance as your entire action, but the player might have to roll to see if the character slips, trips, or stumbles for, okay. So you can try that after you roll, but before you know the outcome. It's a challenging thing to do, Jeff. Okay. So your difficulty is going to be, the number you need to hit is 15.
Okay.
Right. It's going to come from your speed category if you want to, add any effort to it.
100 feet or so in one round. This is a speed test with a difficulty of 4. As with any action, he can use skills, assets, or effort to decrease the difficulty, terrain, obstacles, or other circumstances can increase that difficulty.
Yes. I'm making it a difficulty 5 for a total of a 15 because it is a round platform. He's not moving straight across. He's got a corner. Okay.
That makes sense.
Page 22.
Yeah.
Effort and damage.
Okay.
Instead of applying effort to reduce the difficulty of your task, you can apply effort to increase the amount of damage you inflict with the attack. For each level of effort you apply in this way, you inflict 3 additional points of damage. This works with any kind of attack that inflicts damage, whether a sword, a crossbow, a mind blast, or something else.
The ruling is still going to go the same way, though. If you want to do it, you have to do it before you roll.
Well, I asked about it before I roll. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think that was in there like that. I didn't think you could do that. Okay.
When using effort to increase the damage of an area attack, such as an explosion created by a nano's flash ability, you inflict 2 additional points of damage instead of 3.
Okay. FBI. Cool. Okay, great. Sweet.
Okay, so if I want to do a speed test, I don't want to burn some effort. I don't have any edge in that.
Nope. It would be 3 points to reduce it to a 12 that you need to get. It'd be 5.
I want to reduce it. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Don't worry.
What'd you roll?
7.
Oh, you missed it by 2.
Sure did.
Is it 1 experience to reroll?
I don't know. Did he start with experience?
Well, y'all should get an experience for your futzing around with the stone.
Okay.
Okay. Reroll.
So 16. Jeff has no experience now.
No, that's all right. I don't want us blowing up.
Okay. You get all the way across there. All right. That's your action.
Yes.
So next round, you can start trying to put things up.
All right. Who's up?
Joe.
Same deal. Trying to bash it.
All right.
13.
Is it reduced any or is it just? No. No, nope, miss. It
then
goes.
I draw attacks again.
Okay. Roll your defenses.
He didn't distract last
nope.
round, so it's just 2.
Yep.
18.
Okay.
And second one, 16 plus.
Okay. You're fine.
Okay.
Doug or Todd?
Go ahead.
I'll go. I'll put effort into it and thrust minus 2, so it'd be 2 more.
To 16, right?
You
get 3 steps with your 2 abilities and effort. Is that right?
No, what ability?
When you said you use thrust.
Thrust.
And no, effort, that's two steps?
Yeah, that is two steps.
10.
Yeah.
Doug.
I will blast it again.
Okay.
And no, 3. It's 14.
No, it misses. Doug. Yep.
Come on, Grom.
Grom.
And I will spend the effort to do more damage.
Grom. Grom. Grom.
Do it, Doug.
Go, Grom.
Not a one. Not a one.
Not a one?
Not a one.
Close.
It's a 5 plus a step.
Just one step?
Just one step.
Oh, that's an 8.
Bum, bum, ba, bum. Mm.
Jeff starts putting out the fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Joe.
All right, I'm going to just
hold out so well.
Jeff is back. He had to go tinkle. It's his possible turn now.
You said tinkle.
Would you like to try to start putting out the fire?
Well,
he's tinkling.
Tinkle on the fire.
Is there a wall? I mean, is there a wall, or can I just push the rack off so that all the stuff that's on fire falls off?
You don't see a wall.
But I imagine there's probably something there.
You don't feel wind, right?
You don't feel wind. You've not felt any wind at all since you've been
just
up
try
there.
To put it out. Can I put it out?
You can try to start putting it out.
I'll try to start.
Okay.
I'm fixing to start to get ready to put
it out. What you're doing is you're trying to put it out.
Yes.
Okay. Give me an intellect roll.
20.
Ooh.
You get the idea that it's going to take more than what you can do to put this out. Okay? But you can stave off disaster by, you know, tapping down things and moving things out of the way. But, you know, the fire is spreading pretty quickly.
I will tap down disaster.
Okay.
Then.
How many things are on fire?
Lots of things are on fire.
More than he can just grab and throw.
Where does he want to throw it?
Down the middle.
In the middle.
Okay, you want to throw it down the middle? You go right ahead. I'll give you that. Just go ahead.
That's what I'll do.
Go right ahead.
We won't be able to get out, though, if it blows up.
We got a ship.
I have a ship. When I see boom, time to go.
Well, I can't push it in the middle?
Yeah, if you want to push it in the middle.
That's
I thought
what
you
I'll
meant
do.
You were
well,
pushing
I,
it.
I thought about that, but then, yeah. No, if it means, if I can just shove the rack so it all falls down the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, you can.
So it. You know, does like a domino and it falls down the middle. I don't know how close the racks are or anything. But yeah, I want to push them so they don't blow up.
Okay. Domino effect is one thing because that would go around the outside.
Yeah, not to
domino. Okay. Do you want to domino?
Yes. Roy has a college education. No, I want to push it.
I got two college
I want
educations.
To push it off.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a strength check on that one.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Well, wait. With his 20 from last time, doesn't he get a bonus on this? Like he sees the best way to do it or something?
Sure. I'll give you a step down on it. Go right ahead.
1, 1, 1, 1.
So a 17. What's my target?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
And it's
14.
That'd be
17.
17.
That's a 17. And it was the difficulty was a 15. So you're okay. you push it over. Okay. Yeah. Every way.
It's like 300 feet.
It's quite a ways. Yeah. But
there's ammo further down.
It's some serious ammo. Okay. Everybody take an experience.
Yay!
Including me?
Yeah, go right ahead, Jason.
Sure, why not? This is funny.
As the explosion ripples up and ignites a couple of other items along the other, along the tiers below you, I mean, few here and there, burst of heat comes over you guys and a lot of smoke fills it. Okay. I'm not going to give any difficulty on the fight because it's going to go both ways, so it's not going to change anything. All right? Thank you.
Joe's turn?
Huh? Joe's turn.
Straight up, bash.
Blow up down there, then blow up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not distracted, so.
Nope.
All right, you crazy head, take that! 13.
Total?
Yep.
No step downs or anything?
Nope.
Okay. No, you missed. Again.
District, yep.
Roll your two defense rolls.
16.
Hit.
Plus.
I mean, that's good.
9 plus 2 steps would be a
15. Good enough.
Okay.
Jeff, Doug,
me.
You're gonna go?
Yep. Effort again.
Uh-huh.
Just determined to kill it.
And thrust.
Uh-huh. One? One? One?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's 14?
Yeah, no, it's 14. I need a 15, don't I?
Yes. God, y'all creamed this thing the first two rounds, and then it's like, nothing. Doug?
I'll blast it again.
Okay. Any effort into this thing?
Yeah, sure.
I do notice this a lot playing this game. A lot of people use effort in, like, the first round, and then nothing afterwards because they're paranoid.
Well, no, it's because it's also our health meter.
I know.
So I don't have any health really to be spending on effort.
Doug?
Does this thing still have armor, or did we blow the armor off?
No. Well, it's got armor, but the shields that it was using increased its defense to a 21. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it no longer has that.
Okay, but it's
straight
up
defense.
Still has armor rating.
It still has the armor rating. Yes.
Okay, I'll use the edge for damage.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry. I'll use the effort for damage.
All right. Sorry. Yeah.
20.
Nice.
Natural. I'll take the extra 4 damage. So
okay.
That is 12 damage.
Kills it.
Kapow.
Yay!
Can I use my recovery roll?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to do that.
I would like that as well.
Yeah,
I'll
do
like
your
a fine plan.
Recovery roll. What is it? D6 plus 2?
Plus 1 right now.
D6 plus your tier.
Your tier?
Plus your tier level.
Okay. You hear explosions going on below you.
Nice. I will come back over.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I'm the guardian anymore.
I think I just got fired.
Yeah, I think Ian thought that already. Let's grab as much as we can and see if we can't get down.
Okay.
I will, whatever they're grabbing, I will help them. I will grab a couple myself.
So each one of you can grab 2. If you want to try to grab a third one.
I'll do it. I'm
give drawing. Give me a might roll.
If you roll a 1, you can drop 1.
13.
Okay, yeah, you got a third one.
Okay.
No problem at all. Y'all ready to go? Anybody else want to grab another one?
I'll carry 2.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me look.
It's worth a shot.
Okay.
13.
Yep, you got a third one.
Oops, I can't. 4.
Nope.
I'll take these 2.
Okay, I'll try to grab one. Here comes the 1.
Here comes the 1.
No, it's a 1!
Do you have experience?
Yeah, you should have at least 2 points.
Yeah, okay, I'll burn it.
Watch him roll another one.
No, I go ahead. That didn't do what I thought it
okay.
would.
6.
Okay, no, you don't get another one. Okay, you guys grab 2, 3, 3, 2, so 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys got 10 boxes. You get back on the platform,
mm-hmm.
and you all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You and glass. I mean, you and nothing between you and the big square.
Everything else below us got blown up.
Oh no! You see, there's some shrapnel and stuff around. Yeah, but there's no more explosions going on down here.
Okay.
Everything that fell here is blown up.
Does it feel suddenly windy?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Run back to the center.
Well, not the center. It's kind of catty.
Where's the ship?
Whatever.
You get back over to the square.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets back. Okay. Meanwhile,
yes.
Obis. You get on the ship.
All right.
Do you want to try to fly this thing?
Yeah, I'm going to plug in with using understanding Numenera.
Uh-huh.
I've got identifying and learning how to operate machinery.
Okay.
So it's 2 levels and I'll burn an effort.
Okay. To do that, it takes a little bit of time. So in the time that they've been screwing around up there just prior to starting the fight is when whatever happens in your role we'll deal with, okay? Because it takes you that time to figure it out.
17 altogether.
Okay. Yeah. You know which button to push. You know how to fly the thing, ish. Where do you want to go?
Slowly go up.
Okay. You're going to take a leisurely. You're not going to try to.
As well, as sump flies it.
Sump flies it pretty well right now.
Isn't that a reduction?
Sump doesn't have to roll anymore unless someone's chasing him.
Yep.
Okay, you take a leisurely bit up. You get up to the strange cloud formation, and you can't see in very well. After a while, you see flashes of light inside.
But the cloud looks solid.
And it didn't look like this from the ground. But as you get up to it, the cloud seems to just start reaching farther and farther up.
I'll continue up a little bit. See how high it goes.
It just keeps stretching on and on and on and on. I mean, you go up a little bit where you think, okay, well, this has to be the top, and it's farther still. It's bigger on the outside.
I'll see if I can slowly pull the ship into the cloud.
Give me a roll.
He's going to break her ship.
He's going to break the ship.
16.
Okay. You slowly pull the ship forward. It boom on something solid.
I'll pull it back.
Along this time, you guys inside, you hear this like kind of weird sound reverberate inside the armory. Okay.
Nice place. Too bad we can't stay.
And then you blink out. Okay.
Our ship's gone.
You appear on top of the little green pyramid trapezoid, and there's no ship.
That rat Fink stole our ship.
Son of a.
And there's no rock either.
What rock?
God. You're seeing things, and now you're not seeing things.
You're seeing a rock. What are you talking about?
The rock was there before.
Where?
I'm not doing this. Where's our ship? Did you hide it too?
What, you mean over there? That's where he was standing. Rock.
We've done this. Where is Obis and where is our ship?
Who's on first?
Can we look up? Do we see?
If you look up on the pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get down.
You're back inside the pyramid.
No, I get down.
Okay.
Okay.
Dope. Okay, you get down off the pyramid, you look up, you see someone boom, 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 trying to move himself into the cloud.
I yell as loud as I can.
It's really far up there. But yeah, you can go right ahead and yell.
I don't think he can hear you.
Obis. You've been tapping away at this thing. It doesn't seem like it's gonna break through.
I'll take the ship back. Or actually, I'll just kind of do a perimeter and see if they're down on the bottom.
No. Okay. You do a perimeter. I mean, you see some people down there. You're pretty
waving
far up.
I'll take the ship back there.
Okay. The ship comes down. It's nice, slow arc, round, leisurely pace. Comes in. Give me another roll. Bang! That's what I want to see.
Close my eyes 5. And look away.
As we go running away from the ship as it comes to us.
Coming in hot! The ship comes in.
Oh, he scrapes the guns off again.
He scrapes it in the dirt. No landing gear.
He didn't put the landing gear down.
He did not put the landing gear down. Get out. There's the top hatch.
Yeah. Get out. Out.
You pop out the top hatch?
Sure, what up?
Okay, he pops out the top hatch. It's Obis.
I come.
This is
running
great.
Over there and jump in.
You clamber on top of it.
Yeah, clamber on top of it. Get in. I said, get in, get out, just get out of the way.
They didn't do anything. Why are you yelling at them?
No, I'm yelling at you. And so I get the ship, put the landing gear down to where the back can come down, and we can all load all that stuff in.
All right. Everybody take another experience.
I consult my book to make sure we load it up properly.
Okay. Everything seems okay. There's a few scratches.
The paint was new.
Yeah, it no longer looks new.
Man, that cloud's solid all the way up.
until you get a chance to play with it again and try to tinker with the ship, the weapons will be reduced one step.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're going to get a chance to use them next time, but we'll try.
Good enough.
Okay. So we'll just deal with that.
So what was skill. Inside?
Let's go.
Lots of ammunition.
Did you go to every level? It looks like there's a bunch.
We just went to two. Oh, there were some guardian robots too. That's why we're all hurt. And there were some explosions.
There was more ammo, but we had to destroy it to escape.
I'll spend 10 minutes
I'm
on the recovery roll.
Okay.
Where'd you come from?
I'm the guardian. The guardian.
He's not the guardian.
He's not the guardian.
He's not the guardian. He even admitted he wasn't the guardian.
Who said I wasn't the guardian?
You said you weren't the guardian.
No, I said I don't have a job anymore. That's what I said. No, I said I was the guardian.
So you're not the guardian anymore.
That's what I said. I said I was the guardian.
So did y'all check any of the other levels?
Didn't I say I was the guardian?
We looked at a couple of them.
Yeah.
But it was all ammunition, and the ammunition for this ship was on the level that we were on.
There are way too many levels to check.
Yep. And too many robots trying to kill
and
us.
And it all got blowed up.
And it's kind of on fire. Was it on fire when we left?
Well, the level you all were on wasn't on fire, but as you're... You know, I guess you guys are flying off now.
Mm-hmm.
As you're flying off, it's getting on towards evening. The cloud looks almost like lightning on the inside. Every now and then.
Secondary explosions.
Nice pretty glow in the sky.
It's nice. It's pretty. Okay, so you've got where you think the palace should be and where the palace is indicated on your map.
From here to where it's indicated on the map is a couple hours, couple days, what?
Flying at night, it'd probably take you about morning to get to one. Where you expect to be, where the map indicates it is actually a little closer than where you think it is, just because of weird geography. Okay. But, either way, it's going to take you overnight because you got to fly a little, it's not like you have instruments to fly by as opposed to, you're just flying by sight.
Let's spend the night.
So it's dead reckoning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
spend the night and go during daylight.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can fly overnight. It's just, and get there by morning. You won't, somebody's not going to be able to sleep, Sump.
That's my point. Let's stay right here.
If you fly during the day, you can definitely get there quicker. You can get there before noon.
How often do you recover?
Before
you refresh 14. Every 24 hours or?
After you sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, so once we sleep, it'll refresh.
What, your ability?
No,
to...
you can roll for another one for overnight.
No, he's talking about when do we get our one action heal back?
Right. Oh, okay.
Next day.
Okay.
Every 28 hours.
28 hours?
Yeah.
It's a 28 hour day.
28 hour day.
Noon's at 14 o'clock.
You get used to it or you go crazy.
That's just confusing for no reason.
You get used to it or go crazy.
Why don't we just make it 30? Can we just make it an even 30?
No.
Why 28?
No, I was going for 27, but I got shot down.
Why 20-hour day?
Because it's a long time in the future, and the Earth's slowing in its rotation.
There you go. You like
I
that one?
I don't know.
It's true, because the moon's drifting away.
This is true, but...
The moon drifts away at 3.8 centimeters every year.
Every year.
Because of that, the Earth rotates slower by...
0.003 seconds, something like that.
Like a minute every 10 years or something. 100 years, something. It's a fact.
It is a fact.
Look it up.
Had they not done anything, the day right now would be 100 hours long, but through various, things that they did over the intervening eons, like the sixth world and the seventh world, they were able to, get it to 28 hours. Is that okay with you?
You like that one?
I can go on like this for hours if you want.
Please don't.
Because you know who thought up all that? Joseph.
Joseph.
That only happens when you want a name.
And his brother, Bob.
Okay, so which location do you want to go to?
Well, we'll go where
the one on the map.
Okay, we'll pick it up there next time.
All right.
All right, so how many more games do you think you've got?
One more.
One more of this?
Maybe two, depends on how fast y'all get through it next time.
So count on two.
Well, I don't know. You got
because
didn't have to add anything extra to this. I had other stuff planned, but
Well, we talked about what is happening next.
Yep.
And I've got to go. I mean, I've got to leave again for work, Optimus.
In 2 weeks.
So when I come back, we can do Torchbearer.
So once in 3 weeks.
Once you complete running. Yeah.
Next week. And I'm going to try to get done next week.
And then we'll do something intervening when I'm not
We'll
here.
Do something intervening. We can do Durance. Well, is it, that's 2 night though, isn't it? You think we do Durance in 1 night?
According to the book, it can be played in 1 night.
Okay. We'll try to do Durance in 1 night. All right. It's enough of this for tonight. Everyone say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Good night.
Okay. The ship is outfitted and they are on their way to the glass castle. Hopefully everyone will be able to make it for the grand finale, but probably not with the way my luck has been going. Now, voicemail us 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RUSACGamers. It's all one word. Follow us on Twitter. My handle is @RSGROY. Say nice things about us at iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Now, finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Numenera is copyright 2013, Monte Cook Games, LLC.